Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Stop and Live Week 11. This will be our last show for the season, for the summer season. We'll be coming back in the fall in September. This is, of course, a Massage Therapy Radio's weekly program. And as I said earlier, this is our 11th show. My name is Scott Dartnell, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining us. Stop and Live, for those who have not listened before, I always try to outline how the premise of the show came about. It's about living in the present and being conscious of how our thoughts and emotions can attract positive outcomes. Our goal is to guide listeners to a new level of consciousness through awareness of our higher self and our connection to others. I would love you to learn to be in the present like I've learned from Jane and develop your intuition. Jane says mine's slowly but surely getting better. Be guided by, of course, Jane Vandress, Reiki Master, Intuitive Healer, to use the talent you have within you. And without any more ado, I'd like to introduce my friend and colleague and spiritual advisor, Jane Vandress. Welcome, Jane.
Hi, Scott. How are you this evening?
Well, good. Good. I was also, I sensed you were there, but I was like, I was wondering where you were.
I wasn't saying anything. I just kind of sat there because I didn't hear anything. And then the next thing I heard the click.
Oh, okay.
Then I heard your voice.
Oh. Yes, I was on the line waiting for you patiently. No. Wow. This is our last show till September.
Very good.
Yeah. You're going to have a nice couple week break.
Yes, and so are you.
You know, and it'll be good for everyone because we're going to come back. We're going to have lots of neat stuff for September. And we're going to have a lot more content. And I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to take it up another level. That's what we decided.
We'll come back refreshed and rebalanced.
Exactly. Exactly. What I did want to talk about today was we have some questions from some listeners, and you also had an interesting idea for today's show, because about 15 minutes into the show, we're going to open up the lines for those that are listening live over streaming audio, or of course, those people are calling in over the phones. Those people that are calling in over the phones will be able to contribute to the show, because we will be, as I said earlier, unmuting the lines. At that time, Jane, you can go into them with a little bit, but I just wanted to bring up two points. On the broadcast page, the phone number is there, so if you want to pick up the phone and call in, like I said, in about 10 minutes, we're going to be opening those lines for comment. And if you are listening over your computer, please mute your speakers because there's going to be a delay in the audio. And is there anything you wanted to add, Jane?
We're just, for what the basis of opening up the lines, we were going to kind of guide it through to do with if people, when they came on over the line and introduced themselves, if they wanted to share their birth date number, and I can give them a little information about their birth date. And we were talking about maybe give them some information about their relationship, what sort of partner they are and what kind of partner they attract due to their numbers.
Really? I love that. Pardon me. I guess we should start with this week's affirmation.
Sure.
And it's by a person that you've studied and you've read a lot about, and Gandhi, and the affirmation goes, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. And very insightful man. We've spoken about him a few times on the show. There's so much that could be said.
That's true. He was very against violence, so that affirmation speaks well for him. He would not be somebody who would believe in that there's a need for revenge. You remember that saying, anytime you point the finger of blame at someone, remember that there's four fingers pointing back at you.
Yeah.
I love that phrase. That helps to remind us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Dr. Wayne Dyer?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, one of his first books that he had come out was called Real Magic. That's a long, long time ago. It was Real Magic and Erroneous Zones. But in the book Real Magic, he talks a little bit about how to steer away from revenge and blame and guilt by what he says, following three paths to enlightenment. And I'd like to share that with everybody tonight and just give us a little insight considering the affirmation that we chose. The first path to enlightenment is through suffering. So the first path of our journey is we learn through this process that we say, why me, why me? When something occurs, something painful or difficult, we always say, why me? Why does it have to happen to me? But after a while, as you recover, you're able to look back and say, now I know why I had to go through that, why I had to experience that pain in order to transcend it. Then the next enlightenment is the process through the outcome. So then you get to a point where you stop asking, why me? And then you develop a knowing that says, there are no accidents. Everything I experience is necessary. So it's necessary for me to move forward. So now you're focusing on what you can learn from the experience. And then your mind then starts to not dwelling on thoughts that will lead you to suffering. And then the third one is enlightenment through purpose. So now what you choose to say is, how can I serve? And then you realize at that point that everything in the universe has a purpose. And you now realize that to experience the real magic, it's necessary to make a dramatic shift from the outcome to the purpose. So the purpose is having a task in life, and you therefore, with the task that you choose in your life, you're then overcoming the obstacles and dealing with your troubles and your problems because you know there's a higher will. I just thought that was ideal to share with this evening for the Gandhi affirmation.
Well, thank you, Jane.
You're welcome.
That was very nice. I always, like I said, every week I'm always learning, and I appreciate that. We have a few questions. Do you want to do those right now?
Sure.
The first question comes from Debbie, and her question is, I seem to worry quite a bit lately. I wanted to know if there are any methods that I can apply so that I am not worrying as much.
Okay, thank you, Debbie. Well, just definition of worry, it's a chain of negative thoughts that have to do with our mind just keeps repetitive over and over and over and over again, and we go over the same thing over and over again to the point where it becomes worry. Now, there's a lot of different things that you can do there, but I'm going to use what I've learned myself to do with just like a logical analysis sort of therapy thing. And what they suggest you do is that you can write down your thoughts that go through your mind when you're worrying. And as you're writing down the thoughts, it's kind of, this first step is kind of similar to a law of attraction. But what you do is you write down what your mind is worrying about and try to be as specific as possible. So, for example, you know, if I am late for work, I will lose my job, that sort of thing. So what you're doing is you're getting very detailed in what it is that you're worrying about in the moment. And then the second thing you can do is examine how realistic your thoughts are. Is your thinking based on logic? Do you have proof or evidence to support your thoughts? Are you taking in all the details or just the negative ones? And then the third thing you can do is, what you're doing now is now you're replacing your old thoughts, because now you're understanding what thoughts you're having that are creating this worrying. So then you create, with the understanding of your old thoughts, you are now going to create a new thought. And then this is a rational response that is more realistic than the original thought. And then another thing you can do, too, is ask yourself, okay, what's the worst thing that can happen? What am I really, truly worried about? And if your worry is not rational, then you may even find the answer to be ridiculous or even funny. Now, one thing, as I've said over and over in the last 10 shows about meditation, meditation is an excellent tool in helping us to be in the present moment for us not to be worrying. Because when you're placing yourself in the present, it takes you away from your thoughts of worry. It takes away from your thoughts completely because you quiet your mind and you quiet your thought process. When you're here and now, you're not worrying because there's no place for worry in the now. Worry is created by the past or the future tense, not the present tense. So when you're meditating, you may want to choose a prayer or a mantra that is of a positive. So you may want to repeat or, share within yourself, like go within your heart and your mind of a time that you really experienced love or peace or happiness, and repeat that over and over within yourself, or even, as I said, a mantra or an affirmation yourself that's of a higher frequency. And that will definitely help you to bring you out of your worry. I hope this helps you, Debbie, and thank you for submitting your question.
That's very good, because I'm a worrier.
Aren't we all?
We're all worriers, right?
Oh, sure.
And I liked how Debbie phrased that question, so I don't worry as much.
Yeah.
So I like that. So, our next
question. She's a realist.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say that. I want to, when I read the question again. Our next question comes from Madison. And the question says, I am between jobs right now. I was wondering if you could please use my numbers to guide me in what job would I do well in. Here is my date of birth, and it is January 16th, 1980. And Madison says, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Madison. So, therefore, you're a number 8. So, I know you didn't state what job you've done previously. So, I will just address what, for the numerology, for the energy behind the 8, what positions that you would do well in. So, you'd do well in building a business. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that you only have to own your own business. You can work for a business as well and build that business and do well with that. Achieving success is truly one of your huge life missions and life purpose for the number 8. You would do well in banking or even real estate, any dealings with money. And when you're in an authoritative position, try not to be too controlling because of the 8-2, depending on how you use the energy. You can possibly tend to go in that direction. And also the big thing for you for the number 8 is just being loving to yourself and acceptance of yourself, and therefore then you're more accepting of others, and you should do well. Thank you, Madison, for submitting your question.
Well, great. We always have such interesting questions. So I guess next, we've reached that time where we're going to unmute the phone lines. And what I like to do is I like to have our listeners that are listening over the phone, of course, just to identify themselves, first name, and then we'll get to asking you your birth date. Okay? Here we go. So I'd like those there to introduce themselves. Please go ahead. You don't have to be scared. Now, for those participants on the phone, I don't want you to be nervous at all. Jane and I were thinking that we may have some people that love to contribute, because we even have people that are nervous about contributing questions where they're just having their name. But you have the ability to say, hi, my name is Mary, Bob, please feel free to do so. So I'll ask you if you would like to if you introduce yourself one more time. I'm Scott, and this is Jane. I think our technology is working right now. I thought I unmuted all the guests, Jane. Maybe I muted them. That could be possible.
Well,
there's always
funny.
The technological.
Getting...
Hello? It's always a little technological issues, but that's what makes it fun.
Well, I'm getting some emails in right now.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that they're either online somehow. So I'm getting some numbers here. We'll give it another second, but you know, if you want, then I will carry on with some of the names of the numbers that I'm getting right now on email.
Okay, no problem. And anybody wants to chime in, again, what I'm going to do is I'm going to unmute all the guests. Okay, Jane, go ahead.
Okay. I have an email here from a Joyce, and she gives me her date of birth. And rather than repeating it over the air, I'm just going to say the number as I've added it up. So, Joyce, we have the number one. So what I'm going to share tonight with the listeners is to do about relationships, as I mentioned earlier. So, Joyce, as a number one with relationships, you may have one major love relationship in your life. And also, you need to remember that within your relationship that you want to keep your independence. Now, you want to balance it, because sometimes with the one relationships can tend to maybe be too independent or become too dependent on others within the relationship. So you want to make sure that you balance that. And also you want to balance having your own identity. Again, the other thing with the number one in relationships, that you might lose your identity with another person, especially if you carry on a stronger numerology number with you, that you might feel as though that you're losing yourself in the relationship, or you might become too much feeling as though that you're just, you know, the wife, that you're become just like a wife for the mother, and you're losing your own identity for being Joyce yourself. So I hope that you found that to be interesting for you, Joyce, to do with your relationships. And we can carry along here. As I said, there's a few coming in here now. So I have one, it's Mike. And excuse me. Okay, so Mike, you're number seven. So when we look at relationships with number seven, you like time alone. You like time alone with your thoughts. Now, you're a thoughtful partner, but you may have trouble expressing your love in words. So the partner that you become involved with will have to understand that you need your time by yourself. You're a very, very strong person who likes to write down their thoughts and their feelings. You might be one that likes to journal. You might be a writer yourself, but you definitely need time to be with yourself, and your partner is going to have to be understanding and considerate of that in order for you to do well in the relationship. So thank you, Mike. And then we have also from Maureen. And Maureen's a number three. So, Maureen, you need a partner who likes conversation and plenty of excitement and entertainment. With the number three in relationships, you're very dramatic. You like a lot of action. And because of you liking to speak and talk a lot, that's why I mentioned that you need a partner who loves conversation. And you should do well in a relationship if somebody enjoys to listen to you or enjoys to share a conversation with you. If you get involved with somebody who's very quiet and very meek and probably an introvert, you might be a little challenged in the relationship together. But thank you for submitting your birth date. I don't know, Scott, do you have any on hand? Those are the three that are submitted right now. I'll keep watching the line to see if anybody else is bringing anything in.
Let me check right now. I'm just going through that process. I was reading your mind, but I was a little slow. Now, you had talked to me. One of the things that we had discussed earlier, And one of our concepts was, one of the things I brought forward was, first I was hoping that the technology would work, that our guests listening online would have the opportunity to participate with you. And if it's a technology issue, I apologize to everyone. I know that we have a number of listeners online, so I'm thinking that we have a little bit of a technology issue with people being able to introduce themselves, because I know we have such great listeners. They'd love to have an opportunity to ask you a question if they could. So I noticed that I had one email come through just a moment ago, and it was from you, and it was already, you're already working on your affirmations for September. You're way ahead of me.
Oh.
You're thinking way ahead. That's funny.
Well, I'm also thinking way ahead as I'm working on what we mentioned in earlier shows, that I'm going, where both you and I are going to have a number scope.
Yep.
So we're going to have on the webpage where people can check monthly and check and see what to do with their energies for the month of each month and see how they can apply that energy within their day-to-day life.
Yep.
So as I'm, we're really excited.
I think it's great. Actually, at the end of this broadcast, it takes you, can click on that page, and it takes us, or you can click on the Massage Therapy Radio link and follow the links to Stop and Live. And we've got 11 shows there now, and you can actually listen to them again online, or you can download those recordings and put them on an iPod if you like and go walking and listen to them anytime you like. I think next year we'll get a little fancier. We'll start making sure that we can package them up for people so they can download them all together. But we're going to have so much fun.
Give us some time.
Exactly. So where are you going on your vacation?
Don't know yet for sure. We're still debating back and forth. But whatever we do, I know I'm going to have fun.
No, you're taking 2 weeks off.
2 weeks, yes,
right?
2 weeks.
And you're going on vacation, but you haven't made up your mind yet.
No, we're
living
do a
in
lot
the moment,
of that kind
aren't
of
you? Living in the moment.
We do a lot of that sort of thing. We're very spontaneous that way. That's usually, we have our best vacations that way.
Yeah.
So
those always tend to be the best. Even when you go out, when someone says, oh, I don't feel like going to, someone calls you last minute and you go out, those things that aren't really planned, I don't know, they always seem to really do work out and have the most fun in those situations.
Well, that's true. I have to agree with that. I've done that numerous times myself. I'm too tired. And then you go out and have a great time.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have a couple more names here. I have Chris. Now, Chris is an 11. So, Chris, for a relationship, you need a strong, supportive partner in order for you to be happy. And the other thing, too, is you fall in and out of love very easily. You're a very caring partner and a very faithful partner. So thank you, Chris. And then I have also Stephanie. And Stephanie's a 6. So for Stephanie, you need a strong relationship full of love and affection. You're a very caring person, and you need your partner to be of the same, a very, very loving person. Thank you, Stephanie. And I have one other one that just coming in now, Lily. So Lily's a 9.
Mm-hmm.
So again, with the 9s, they fall out in an... Oh, no, they fall in love easily. They're similar in ways to 11 to do with the love, how much love they feel for their partners. And then sometimes they may fall in love easily with the wrong partner. But they're very romantic and very considerate. Thank you, Lily, for submitting. I'd just like to take this time. Thank you very much for people who are emailing in. And we look forward to, in the future, to be able to have people online and we can chat back and forth, and that would be nice.
For sure. That's our goal. It's funny. You never know how things are going to work. So Jane was very, had a lot of trepidation this week because in the, 60, 70, 80 shows that, well, 80 shows that we've done now. I mean, when I've done with Massage Therapy Radio and including this, this is the first time that we've opened up the phone lines for people to make comments. So it was, I just figured that it was going to be our last broadcast for the summer, and it would be fun to have that opportunity to try something really different, because I think this show has been really something different for me, and it's really broadened my horizons and my understanding and knowledge and global experience when it comes to so many different things has really been expanded by you, Jane, and I really, really appreciate you making time to work with us and work with me and work with the listeners every week. It was very generous of you to give your time for 11 weeks now.
Well, thank you, Scott. I feel the same way about you, all the time and effort that you've been putting into the show as well. It's been a lot of fun, and I continue to look forward to having more fun in September as well.
Well, I think we definitely will. And I can't give up, because we will try this again. I know that as I said earlier in the show, there's quite a few people that we talk to on a regular basis, and we ask them to submit questions. And I'll run into somebody, and they'll say, "Well, I didn't because I don't know if my question's good enough." Or so, please, we use them all, and if you're thoughtful enough to be listening, I'm sure that you're thoughtful enough to give us some either a comment or a question, and we'd be happy to deal with them.
No, there's never any question that will ever be turned away. We welcome all questions.
No. Did you want to read your affirmation that you have planned for September, or do you want me to read it?
I think I'm going to ask you to read it, because I don't have that in front of me right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I like reading it anyway. This is from Louise Hay, and it says, "Self-approval and self-acceptance in the now are the main keys to positive changes in every area of our lives."
That hits
self-approval. when I'm looking at that, explain that, Jane. Self-approval and self-acceptance.
Well, when you love yourself, if you want to say that in a nutshell, it's loving yourself. The self-acceptance is explanatory in itself. It's exactly that, self-accepting yourself. And it's so hard for people to accept themselves, because people are so critical of themselves. And, that's why people tend to be critical of other people. It's because they're critical of themselves. You can only give out what you have inside. And the same with self-approval. A lot of times we might do and say things, or we have, certain jobs that we feel are less important than others. And again, we don't give ourselves that approval that's recognized, that maybe other people might look at us and see things differently than we do ourselves. People can come up and say that they love us and they care about us and that they're proud of us. But how often are we able to say that to ourselves about ourselves? And I think that's why that affirmation is so powerful.
You're definitely right.
I have one more here from Terry. Do we have time just to run off this one for?
For sure. Absolutely.
Okay. So Terry, with relationships, you're a supportive partner. Excuse me. You communicate well, and you have a very, very strong intuition. And that's why you can communicate well with your partner, because you know ahead before they even know what's going on with them, and you can be there for them and be very supportive. Thank you, Terry.
Well, we've been supported very nicely this year by our listeners with questions and comments, and lots of positive comments. We're very, very happy with that. Is there anything else that you wanted to add tonight, Jane? Because
I just wanted to say how much fun that I'm having and how much fun I'm looking forward to having coming September,
yeah.
and how grateful I am for you and for the listeners and for being given this opportunity to be able to share with everybody and sharing experiences, which is another thing that we had spoke about, too, that we're thinking about when we come back in September, that we might even have people even come on the air and actually share some stories with us, which might be nice as well.
Yes. I think that's a great idea. Well, I've really enjoyed my time working with you because I think you're very intelligent and kind, and every week I've been learning something new, and I just find that every week your content and everything that you have to add is getting better and better. So thanks for the opportunity. I've been really enjoying it.
Well, thank you, Scott. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have this opportunity.
Well, I said I always look forward to this hour every week, or 30 minutes, or usually 30 minutes, and sometimes we'll go a little bit longer. We're a little bit longer this evening, but just like to relax and sit back where I am right now in my nice chair with the phone and a nice glass of red wine, and I always find it very relaxing. And for our listeners, thank you so much again. And for those that did dial in to contribute tonight and weren't able to, I apologize. And we'll definitely do our best to have that corrected for September. And for all the people that are listening over the internet, over live streaming audio, again, thank you for your contributions. We will be back. I'm not sure if we decided. Is it the second or third weekend in September?
We had mentioned second, and I don't know if we have stated that as of yet. But for people to keep checking the broadcast page, and we will have that on there soon.
Certainly they can go to Massage Therapy Radio if they click through on that link, and they'll be able to. We have our broadcast page there. And after the replay today, if you click through on that, you'll be able to, you'll see a big button and it'll take you through to Jane's broadcast page on our other site. So we have a few different areas where our broadcasts are maintained, but all the replays are there, and we'll have an update of the exact date and some of the neat topics that we will have moving forward. And I'm hoping to be able to, for the people that are listening over the internet, to be able to start bringing some pictures and some kind of like a PowerPoint presentation that we'll be able to do some things like imagery and that. And, of course, the concept of doing things like our power animals. So we're going to be able to add all that. And I'm looking forward to that. To being able to bring some additional tools to our listeners.
Definitely. And for the time that we won't be airing, please, we appreciate it, and we thank you ahead of time for submitting your questions.
Yeah.
You can submit them all the way through the summer. We will be keep checking, and we will be aligning the questions for previous shows. And again, this is how our show is, this is how we can share with you, is through the questions for the show. That's how the show is run, and we appreciate
exactly
that.
Exactly. And if you want to reach Jane or myself, many of you have Jane's email address, but you can contact me at, of course, we're broadcasting over massagetherapyradio.com, so you just scott@massagetherapyradio.com. You can email me, or scott@familymassagetherapy, where Jane and I both work. Please feel free to send us any questions or any inquiries, and we will do our best to address them as quickly as we can. So for week 10 of Stop and Live, I'd like to thank you, Jane. We will be back in early September. And do you have anything else to add, Jane?
No, I was just going to say thank you, Scott, and to also our listeners, thank you, and everybody have a very healthy and safe summer, and we'll see you
Wonderful.
Back in September.
I couldn't say it any better. Don't forget, every day is a gift. enjoy the present.
Very good.
Take care, everyone. Good night, Jane.
Thank you. Good night, Scott.